My name is Arturo Serra. I am the deputy director of the I2CAT Foundation in Barcelona, and also a founding member of the City Lab. It's a citizens laboratory in the city of Barcelona. Essentially, it's a living labs that has a facility in a city called Cornellà in the metropolitan area of Barcelona. And we started in 2002 with the idea of citizens laboratory. It was the first European citizens laboratory. And essentially what we are is opening up a space where every citizen can come and we ask, what would you want to do? We don't have a curriculum, we don't have a formal, this is not an academy, it's just a place where the people can offer us their ideas, projects, dreams, fears, and then we help them elaborate innovation projects. This is for us the main idea of a living lab. This is a new place, it's like the old libraries, that you are becoming literate to innovate. It's a school of innovation for everyone. In 2006, this idea of living lab was quite new, but we are in 2016. We don't have the monopoly of open innovation or living labs, because there are other labs that want a little bit specialized in different areas, for example, fab labs or maker labs. And more we progress into the future, we see more specialized labs will gather. But at the same time, there is a need to coordinate at the territorial level. And this is our experience. Or you can have a kind of neutral citizens lab where you can invite the others to work. Or if you have in a territory different labs, some need of collaboration is emerged. And discussing with the cities and the regions at the political level, they are now favoring this kind of collaboration, but keeping the independence of these labs. This is the difficulty, how to engage in collaboration, but also keeping the specialization of different labs. This is what we are trying to do. We just starting in the region of Catalonia and the city of Barcelona with a round table where the city and the government of the region is proposing. And we as I2CAT, we are collaborating a program called CAT Labs that is trying to achieve this kind of collaboration of the different labs. We don't call the program Living Labs or CAT Living Labs, just CAT Labs, because we have this kind of vision that we don't have the monopoly of labs and other labs will come. But if you offer a peer-to-peer open infrastructure, or more than infrastructure, is a set of common values, common protocols. This is what we are challenged to elaborate. What are the basic common ground in which everyone is comfortable, but at the same time want to collaborate? We have learned in Montreal this kind of living fab labs. It's this hybridization, and we are going in that direction because it's a way to make every citizen inclusive in your structure. We work also with Archive, for example. You don't need to be a high-tech lab. Archive is demonstrate you can work in creativity and innovation with no tech. And this that makes even more inclusive this kind of vision of the labs as a common ground. In fact, as the seeds of the new society. We have new infrastructure, but still old societies. And our dream is the labs are the new society, the emerging new society.